This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Rosaz, R-O-S-A-Z, first name Mario, M-A-R-I-O, date of birth, April 24, 1980, date of evaluation, November 14, 2022. The referring physician, disability and social service, identifying information, the claimant presented a California driver's license, B like boy, 906-4717, which correctly identified the claimant. The chief complaint, 42-year-old male, seen for disability evaluation. The HPI. The patient stated that he was hospitalized between June 17 and July 15 at Sutter, semicolon, at which time he was diagnosed with pneumonia and congestive heart failure, period. Left ventricular ejection fraction was 10-15%, period. Status post-hospitalization, he has had dizziness with bending. He stated that he is currently able to walk approximately 3 to 5 miles per day. He reports dyspnea worsened with walking, period. He further reports chest pain with lifting but not walking. He notes occasional palpitations, period. The past medical history, 1, congestive heart failure, 2, diabetes, 3, erectile dysfunction, 4, neuropathy. The past surgical history, left ear, period. He reports 50% hearing loss, period. Medications, carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams, 1 BID, pumefidine, 1 milligram, 1 daily, Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams, 1 BID, Janumet, 5 milligrams daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Father died of heroin overdose. Mother is alive and well, but has had knee surgery and diabetes. Review of systems. He has history of prior cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana use, but none in 7 years, period. He stated that he has had no alcohol since 2016. Review of systems. He reports fatigue and night sweats, period. He has had weight gain, period. Skin, he reports itching, rash, period. Head, he has distant trauma, period. Eyes, he has impaired vision, reports burning, and wears glasses. Ears, left ear, has decreased hearing. Nose, he has sinus problems. Respiratory, he reports cough with sputum. He has dyspnea. Genitourinary, he has frequency of urination. Musculoskeletal, he has joint pains. Neurologic, he has headache, incoordination. Psychiatric, he has nervousness, insomnia, and depression. Infectious disease, he has history of COVID-19 in September of 2022. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 107/62, pulse 82, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 288 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiac exam reveals a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. Otherwise unremarkable. Abdomen is obese. There is mild right upper quadrant tenderness. There is mild left upper quadrant tenderness, period. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review. Echocardiogram reveals left ventricle ejection fraction of 35%. There is global hypokinesis, period. He has trace mitral regurgitation, period. Tricuspid valve is normal. Aortic valve is normal, period. The impression. This 42-year-old male is known to have a history of congestive heart failure, period. Initial left ventricle ejection fraction reportedly was 15%. His current EF has improved to 35%, period. Symptomatically, he is noted to have improved, period. However, he does have underlying cardiomyopathy with reduced ejection fraction, period. He has systolic heart failure, as noted, period. While his exercise tolerance has improved, the patient is unlikely to be able to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or bending, period. He should be reassessed in a year for improvement in his EF. If at that time his EF has further improved, it would be anticipated that his exercise tolerance and activity levels would have improved as well. However, currently he is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or bending due to underlying heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.